listening to Cougar Sports with Ben Crennel, and it's time for a Cougar Insider Report. Now let's get that proprietary inside scoop on Cougar Sports from Crennel.
Welcome back, Cougar Sports, ESPN 960. This is Cougar Country. I'm Ben Crennel, broadcasting live from our Wasatch Medical Clinic, wasatchmedicalclinic.com studios. It is time for a Cougar Insider Report, and we're going to welcome in Guy Holliday, former BYU coach, former Utah coach, and discuss what's been on his mind regarding the last few days of the transfer portal and how coaches are having to adapt, how fans are having to adapt with collectives and donors are having to adapt with how they're investing their money. Typically, it used to go through the corporate sponsorship route. Now, they're looking to make a bigger impact as they align with their respective collective. That coming up here momentarily. Let's welcome in Mark of Wasatch Medical Clinic, wasatchmedicalclinic.com, to tell us about what makes Wasatch Medical Clinic unique. Now, there's a lot of places out there that are offering different ED treatments. What makes Wasatch Medical Clinic different, Mark?
Yeah, so at Wasatch Medical Clinic, no pills, no injections, no surgeries. We are not treating the symptoms of erectile dysfunction. We are treating the root cause with our breakthrough technology called acoustic wave therapy. So that is a big difference between what we are doing and what some of the others are doing. So we want guys to, you know, if blood flow is the issue, and we'll know if it is, you come in, do you see us, you get that blood flow ultrasound, our doctor will be able to tell you whether blood flow is your issue. Most guys with ED, that is the cause of their ED. So we want to take care of that blood flow issue and get the spontaneity back into the relationship and treat the root cause of ED.
Yeah, that's the key there, treating the root cause of ED. A lot of people are taking the pill. They want to get off the pill. Is this the solution to not taking the pill anymore?
It is, because the pill is treating the symptoms, right? And guys are having to go to the pharmacy each month to pick up the pills as well. Pills come with side effects for some guys, and those side effects, of course, can get in the way of the desired outcome as well, headache being one of them. And then in addition to that, you have timing issues. So your intimate moments have to be planned out when you're taking the pill. So acoustic wave therapy, because this is a non-invasive procedure, so there's no pain, there are no side effects with acoustic wave therapy, and there's no downtime either. Most guys generally going to take several treatments over the course of a 2 to 3 week period. Those treatments last about 15 minutes each, and you know, you can come in on your lunch hour if you want, schedule it on your lunch hour, you'll walk out feeling just normal, get back to your normal activity. And the way this works, we have a small device which is placed on the skin that will deliver gentle pressure waves to the blood vessels, helps to open up those damaged blood vessels, and that gives you that increase in blood flow that you need.
There you go. Mark from Wasatch Medical Clinic, wasatchmedicalclinic.com. Check it out today. Get that spontaneity and intimacy back in your life. Thanks so much, Mark.
Thank you very much, Ben. Appreciate it.
All right, let's get back out to the hotline. This is what Coach Guy Holliday has to say about all this transfer portal talk, okay? He tweeted out earlier today, coaches, we can't be mad at the portal now that the shoe is on the other foot, right? There's a lot of coaches out there like, man, why did I get myself into this coaching business, right? I used to be the guy in control. I could pivot. I could go make more money. I could set my family up for success by utilizing that university as my stepping stone, that athletic department as my stepping stone. Well, guess what? Now the shoe's on the other foot. Guys goes on here. I left really good programs on four occasions for more money in my family. Is it wrong for a college football player to leave for a better opportunity? Do as I say, not as I do. Biting many coaches in the bum. Let's welcome in Coach Guy Holliday. Guy, how you living, man? Thanks for joining us.
I'm doing great, Ben. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, man. You know, just, living the dream and you know, just watching from afar all the transfer portal chaos.
Yeah, it is. It's chaos right now.
It is, you know. I know from a coach's perspective, the thing that you tweeted out just about 3 hours ago, there's a lot of coaches that do not like the transfer portal era. Do you think, like, who are the coaches that are really enjoying the transfer portal era right now, if any?
Well, obviously coaches like Coach Fromm and obviously SC did a great job rebuilding their program doing that. And so either you take advantage of it or you don't. I think the loser in the whole deal, I mean, yeah, the programs lose when they get a player who leaves and things of that nature. But players are replaceable, let's be honest. You know, whether if you take a junior college player, you get 2 years, you replace them. Get a high school player, 4 to 5 years, you replace them. That's just what you do. That's how everything works. The thing that who gets hurt is the kid that has the scholarship that goes into the portal and there's nothing there because now you have possibly a parent or parents who can't afford to pay. Yeah. You know, who benefits is, I mean, look at JT Daniels, what has come out since he left SC, what he asked Oregon State for, I think it was allegedly 4-bedroom apartment or 4-bedroom house. 6-figure NIL deal and some other things, and he goes and gets mid-six figures from West Virginia. Now he's leaving again. So, you know, these guys are just banking dough, you know, which that's great. But imagine, like I said to somebody, if Tom Brady was a free agent every year, hell, he'd probably be a billionaire. You know, that's just the way it is. But as a coach, and it took me a long time, it took me to step away and look at it, I left some really good programs, and one being BYU and for what I thought was better opportunities. I left Western Michigan for Mississippi State and so on and so forth. You know, yeah, and so on and so forth. So that's the trade-off that you get, and it's tough. I mean, now we're in a different phase, and I think the thing, the coaches like Saban – and some of these coaches that are lasting eternity, what they do is they adapt and adjust. Mm-hmm. And that's what you're going to have to do, adapt and adjust. It's just the nature of the beast. And I, you know, it's really interesting. It's really interesting from that perspective because what happens is, if you think about it, fans fall in love with players. I mean, you know, and so from a fan standpoint, it's really tough because you can literally go from being a really good program to not so good just based on you having to re-recruit your players every year. And the programs that suffer the most are the Group of Five, the FCS programs, because who they replace their players with? UTEP, where I worked before, they had a pretty good freaking receiving core. They lost their two top receivers, the transfers, last year, and they make a bowl last year. They're out this year. So it's a different time, different place. NIL money makes a difference. You got to know how to manage it. And like I said before, now the shoe is on the other foot. How do you handle it? Because that shoe is on the other foot.
Yep.
And make no mistake about it. It is players are in control, and it's – I won't say it's like the NFL. It's more like the NBA, where the players run the league. But can you imagine, Ben, in your day, having to have a coach given that your every whim just to keep you? You know, how do you operate now? You know, because you've been given in to every whim to keep this player, and now school B comes up with $500,000. Yep. And you're paying a kid $250,000, you can't match it, you're screwed. You know, let's be brutally honest. I mean, it's not about like anymore. Players can love you. It's about how can you pay me to take care of you. Now, in exchange for that, the transfer portal is what it is. You better know what the heck you're getting out of there because there's some duds in there now.
Yep.
You know, not everybody leaves for the love of the game or for the money. Some people just leave because they just can't play where they are.
Yep.
And if they can't play for me, they probably ain't going to be able to play for you if we're on the same level.
Yeah, there's something to be said about that. Now, I've seen a few times, right? So where BYU benefited from taking a backup P5 player from USC, two in particular. I remember Hebron Fangupo and Uwona Kavanga, who came over from USC. They were rotational guys, backup, linebacker, defensive tackle, And they came in and they started at BYU. So, but you're right. You have to be pretty strategic about that. Jordan Leslie was a huge get for BYU. You know, guy like, I thought it was interesting. Remember Harvey Jackson came in from Nebraska, and he was a starter at times and a backup, and then came to BYU, and he kind of got beat out. Like, he did play some, but he wasn't the star that maybe you thought he would be. So, and he helped BYU win, no doubt, though. So I think at BYU sometimes, that backup P5 player, you're in the two deep, I think you have a good chance of making an impact at BYU. Is that a correct evaluation, do you think?
Yeah, I think that's fair, and I think it's a little easier for the skill side. I've said this for years. The one thing that, whether it's University of Utah, BYU, the two main schools in the state, they've been solid interior-wise. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, you can get – that's what makes those two schools special, is they can build the team from the inside out. A lot of programs can't do that, you know. And so right now, I mean, that's the whole key, is can you recruit to your needs, you know. Who it kills, let's be honest, is the high school kid. Holy smokes.
Yep.
That's what's sad, you know. And I just would – my advice is to every kid is to do a great job evaluating your opportunity and understand that, you know, your opportunity is exactly what it is. It's just an opportunity. There's nothing that is promised anymore. So it makes it really tough. And the high school kid gets punished. He gets punished, and we'll lose scholarships. But, you know, the thing about what I like for BYU with the transfer rule is, I mean, you get a one-year transfer, and all he has to do is make it 1 year through the honor code.
Yep.
Can you make it 1 year? Can you navigate 1 year?
Yep.
So you have a chance to get a Jordan Leslie or, I mean, it's been so many players.
Yeah.
You know,
Tyson Williams, that was another one.
That's
one-year
right.
player.
Tyson Williams,
yeah.
That's right. You know, the other thing is, can you – you don't have to navigate, you know, the academics as much. Let's say a Stanford and BYU, which Stanford doesn't do the portal, really. But, you know, those schools are a little more challenging than others academically. So, you know what you're getting academically, and you know what you have to put through. You're a little bit more mature, so you actually know how to handle it a little bit better, if that makes sense.
Yep. Guy Holliday here on ESPN 960. I do want to discuss one of your other tweets here. You said that relationships are key in recruiting. Players remember what you think is unnoticed or seen will come to light. Reality is the top 15% talent-wise get second and third chances, but most don't get another chance. College coaches ask themselves, is your talent worth the risk of my job? Could you pontificate a little bit more on that?
Well, I think what most people get confused is that they look at, even in NFL, NBA, wherever, you can make mistakes, but your mistake is rated geared upon your talent. And so when I'm a coach and you make a mistake, if it's not as egregious as some may think, I'm more likely to hold on to you and give you a second chance versus letting you go if your talent dictates that. Now, if your talent is average and I got other guys, or just above average and I got other guys to take your position, I'm going to let you go. You know, and that's the honest. So you got to realize as a high school kid or college kid, everything you do matters. Everything you do matters. I mean, if you got in trouble or there's people in the program who says certain things about you, more than likely, you're going to be gone if you make a mistake. You know, that's just the way it is. And I think we all want to be, oh, everybody's treated equally. No, you're really not. Sports is a talent-driven business. Let's be honest. And I know a lot of people get pissed off at me for saying that. But at the end of the day, people only care how good you are.
Yep.
They really don't care about how good you can be. And so you got to understand that.
Yep. That's for certain. Guy, BYU has, six guys now leaving to the transfer portal. Big one today, Logan Fano, big-time recruit Jacob Conover's in the transfer portal. Campbell Barrington, I like him at along offensive line. Dallin Holker entered earlier this season. Tate Romney, one of the Romney boys, Gunner and Baylor's youngest brother, entered the transfer portal looking for a better opportunity. What do you make of it? How is BYU doing right now? Going 11-1, 10-3, then 7-5 this season. Not as many wins as they had hoped for. A little bit of a down year with so much returning talent. Maybe these are the repercussions of having a 7-5 year.
No, I just think it's the repercussions of life, honestly. I mean, Alabama is, what, 11-2 or whatever they are, or 10-2, and they freaking got 15 guys in the transfer portal.
Mm-hmm. You know, and that's just life.
It's life right now. If we live in a generation of there's something out there that's better for me, I'm gonna go find it because I'm not getting treated fairly. You know,
yeah.
And just all I ever say is, obviously, we know the Fanus are going to find a place. Everybody else in that portal, you better have something lined up because this is not a forgiving world. It is not forgiving. Like I say, you better hope mommy and daddy can pay for your education.
Yeah, sometimes it doesn't always work out when you enter the transfer portal. Guy, what other projects you got going on? I saw a tweet that you may be doing a few projects if you want to become a better football player. What do you have for us?
Well, we got a little development program here in Phoenix. I think you and I have talked about it. The training center is actually going to open officially.
Okay.
And so myself, of course, Jordan, and I think we're well on our way. And, you know, and what I realize now with the amount of money that's being involved, if you aren't dedicated to your craft now, you're not only pissing away millions getting to the NFL, you could be pissing away millions in college.
Yep.
And how bizarre does that sound?
Yep.
You know, so you better be at work all the time. So I think I see my role as helping mentoring young people, making them better, and then helping them understand the college process.
Yep. No, I think that's great. Do you guys have a name of the facility? Can we promote it? Tag me.
Own Your Own Dream Sports Academy. And or Own Your Dream Sports Academy. And OYD is the initials for it, and so that's what it'll be.
Okay, perfect. Well, I'll go to the website and share it with our listeners. Hey, Phoenix, this is a nice place to live, huh? That's a great golf town down there. That's my hometown, baby. Phoenix, Glendale, Scottsdale. You got all the golf that your body could ever free. I mean, you're going to be too tired. You can't golf enough down there.
That's why I'm coming back to get after you as soon as the sun is out in Salt Lake.
I'll be coming down on a golf trip here in the winter with some boys. I'll hit you up when I'm down there, guy.
Make sure you do, all right?
All right, man. Appreciate you, man. Thanks for hopping on today.
All right. Appreciate y'all. Thank you.
All right. There you go, Coach Guy Holiday, ladies and gentlemen. Great stuff, as always. We're going to go to break. Coming up next, what's cooking with the Cougars? This is Cougar Sports on ESPN 960.
Cougar Nation, if you're heading home after a long day, now the question becomes, what are you going to pick up for dinner? Ben Quiddle tells you what you should pick up and also gives you the latest news that's cooking with BYU Sports in What's Cooking with the Cougars here on ESPN 960.
Welcome back, Cougar Sports, ESPN 960. This is Cougar Country. I'm Ben Quiddle, broadcasting live from our Wasatch Medical Clinic, wasatchmedicalclinic.com studios. Stop living with ED, guys. Don't need to live with your ED anymore. You can make a change. Got to make a change. Look at yourself in the mirror and say, hey, look, I'm going to make a change. I'm going to head on over to Wasatch Medical Clinic and get the pulsed wave technology in the nether regions to open up the blood vessels that may have been clogged up due to poor decision-making in just old age. As we age, you know, those blood vessels may get a little clogged up, those minuscule blood vessels, and you can get them opened up with the pulsed wave technology. That's right. Open up those blood vessels. Neovascularization is what it's all about. I got Mark on the line from Wasatch Medical Clinic to discuss how you can make a change in your intimate life. Mark, tell us how.
Well, yeah, you're right. Most guys, it is blood vessels. Some of it is age. Some of it is lifestyle. But the bottom line is most guys are going to experience some degree of ED at some point in their life. As a matter of fact, even men in their 40s, the prevalence is increasing. So, guys, you're not alone. That's the first thing to know. The second thing to know is you can get the root cause treated rather than just the symptoms. The pills treat the symptoms. At Wasatch Medical Clinic, we use a breakthrough technology called acoustic wave therapy, which actually treats the root cause, and in most guys, it's a lack of blood flow.
That's what I'm talking about. Get the blood flow back in your life. A lot of people, do they come in incredulous that the pulsed wave will actually work, and why is that?
Certainly, because it's they just don't want to deal with this this whole issue, and so there's some hesitancy. That said, and you can go to WasatchMedicalClinic.com and find we have dozens of studies that are linked there that go through the efficacy of acoustic wave therapy in actually opening up the blood vessels and increasing the blood flow. So yes, and the feedback that we get is that guys see improvement in function, they see improvement in sensitivity, and importantly, don't forget this aspect, it's the relationship part of it, because guys may start to avoid intimate situations, and if you avoid intimate situations, your significant other may think maybe they're less attractive than they once were. Maybe it's their fault. So keep in mind it impacts the significant other as well. And the feedback that we get, we even had one couple say how acoustic wave therapy has given their relationship hope. So this is a whole package here. We don't want to just talk about the guy, but the quality of life for both the guy and the significant other as well.
801-901-8000. 801-901-8000. Make an appointment. Free consultation. Education and ultrasound at Wasatch Medical Clinic, wasatchmedicalclinic.com. Thanks so much. Appreciate you, Mark.
Thank you, Ben. Take care.
Yeah. Yes, sir. All right, let's get to what's cooking with the Cougars, all the news and notes of the day, all of the news bites coming at you. Brought to you by Chubbies, or excuse me, not Chubbies, Fat Daddies. You can get Chubbies as well. We love Chubbies. But Fat Daddies, Fat Daddies Pizzeria, New York City-style pizza. I love them all, 24-inch pies. 80s, 90s feel is the ambiance of choice there. And Fat Daddy's is just the place to be. 223 West Center Street in Provo. I love the arcade, love the pizza, and I love the garlic knots as well. 8 free garlic knots when you come in and you mention ESPN 960. 8 free garlic knots when you mention ESPN 960 at Fat Daddy's. FatDaddy'sPizzeria.com. They support BYU Athletics. They feed them after the games. You should go feed your face there to support BYU Athletics. Fat Daddy's, FatDaddy'sPizzeria.com today. 3 Cougars, okay, honored as freshman All-American by College Football News. That's right. College Football News named its annual freshman All-America team today, which included BYU offensive tackle Kingsley Suamataia, wide receiver Cody Epps, and safety Micah Harper. Suamataia was named freshman All-American second team offense, while Epps and Harper were named freshman All-American honorable mention. Since Kalani Sitake took over as head coach of the Cougars in 2016, BYU has had at least one player named freshman All-American each season, including Thomas Schoaf, Matt Bushman, James Empey, Peyton Wilgar, Isaac Rex, Campbell Barrington, and of course this year, Suamataia, Epps, and Harper. BYU is a place where young bucks thrive, and you saw it definitely in 2022. Other football news. BYU has accepted the invitation to play SMU in the 17th annual New Mexico Bowl at University Stadium in Albuquerque on Saturday, December 17th. The game is scheduled for a 5:30 p.m. kickoff on ABC. So taking advantage of that flex time. That's right, the flex time game. So very excited about that and going to be broadcast on ABC. Tickets are now on sale with the great seating options in BYU sections at University Stadium in Albuquerque. New Mexico Bowl tickets are sold through the University of New Mexico ticket office, but tickets purchased using the links and information on their social media, you can get them a little bit cheaper. I think they're going for like $40 right now per ticket. Per Brady Hull of the Hull Show, and now confirmed by UNC, first reported by Brady Hull, though, Ed Lamb, former BYU assistant head coach, special teams coordinator, and safeties coach, is taking a job at University of Northern Colorado. Okay, he's going to be the new UNC Bears football coach. Lamb was the head coach at Southern Utah from 08 to 2015. Loads of college football experience, including a Big Sky Conference title and NCAA playoff experiences. Wish him well. My man Brandon Gurney ask Cougar Nation how Ed Lamb would be remembered at BYU. You know, how would we grade him, I guess, is the better terminology here. And so thoughts on Coach Lamb leaving BYU and how will you remember him? Big loss, will be missed. Good job, but needed to change. Good riddance, stupid question, Gurney. 3.5% said it was a stupid question, G-Man. Out of 630 votes, I said it was a good job, but there was probably mutual accord that we needed to move on from each other. And there's been times Ed Lamb has been phenomenal. I think he's been good. And at times he's probably been average and below average. And I think he'd probably readily admit that. It's hard to be perfect. It's hard to be great. In every aspect of your abilities, whether it's in work, in the corporate world, or in the football world. But I think Ed did a pretty good job. I mean, we won a lot of football games with Ed as the assistant head coach, and Kalani needed someone to rely on as he became a head coach of BYU football, had not had that experience as a head coach before, so he relied on Ed, I'd say, fairly heavily for, you know, the especially the first, you know, 2, 3, maybe 4 years. So it's time for Kalani to take the reins a bit, and I'm sure he'll still need to delegate because he's a master of his craft, and he needs to be out in front of the fans and the media and the donors and continue to interact with all of the Cougar Nation. But I would say that right now, I think it's mutually beneficial for BYU and Coach Ed Lamb to move on from each other, but we wish him well, and we'll definitely be UNC fans here at ESPN 960. Pert Pete Thamel, BYU's DJ Williams has accepted the corners job in Northern Colorado, per source. So, DJ, congratulations. He was coaching at BYU earlier this year as well. And so he's taken his talents to UNC with Coach Ed Lamb. Per Football Zebras, the New Mexico Bowl has been assigned officials from the Sun Belt Conference. Okay, all right, I'll take that. Just as long as it's not that CFO West group of officials that we had like 2 or 3 times in Provo this season. Bill Conley, the creator of the SP Plus metric system, picks SMU to beat BYU in the New Mexico Bowl. Yeah, sad news. 42-35. He picks them all. You can check out his picks via his Twitter account. But SP Plus Bill Conley, I think he does a pretty good job. He's fantastic. So, but don't like it that he's picking SMU. But this is going to be a tough one. Like, I'll be honest, I'm not all that confident that BYU can come out triumphant, especially if Jaren Hall is not playing in this game. Good news is that Christopher Brooks, the running back transfer from Cal, he's getting an invite to the Hula Bowl, and he's accepted. We're excited for him to come to Orlando. This was per the Hula Bowl, so love that they're picking up some BYU players. We'll see who else is going to Senior Bowls. I know Blake Freeland accepted an invite to the Senior Bowl, the Reese's Senior Bowl, and I'm sure we'll see others as well. Oh, yeah, Puka accepted the Senior Bowl invite. Anyone else? I can't remember if Clarkey. Okay, so we'll keep an eye on if Clarkey or others are getting invites and if they accept. Big Game Boomer has BYU placed in the elite student section tier. Okay, shout out to the Rock getting some love from Big Game Boomer. Per Greg Rebell, some stats of the day. BYU and SMU faced one common opponent in 2022. BYU won 50-21 at South Florida to begin the season. That was pretty nice. SMU beat them 51-23. And eerily similar statistical offensive results. Both offenses know how to score, they know how to move the sticks, and are very good at creating explosives. So both teams, I'll tell you, there's a lot of commonalities between BYU and SMU. Both defenses, not good this year. Both offenses, extremely good. You know, top 30 offenses in the country. So they can put up points, but hopefully BYU's running at least on 4 cylinders, rolling into Nueva Mexico in the Albuquerque, New Mexico Bowl. 5:30 p.m. kickoff, ABC. Gates are going to be opening at that bowl game at 4 p.m. Mountain Time. Pregame Fan Fest will run from 1:30 to 5:30 p.m., so bring your tailgating gear and make sure you get your tickets in the BYU section. I believe the BYU section is on the east side, so we're opposite of the of like the media press box. So it's going to be on the east side of the field. So make sure you get your tickets in the right spot. Some bad news in the recruiting front and transfer portal front. Logan Fonnell, the four-star recruit, signed with BYU. Man, it seems like it was yesterday, and then went on a mission to serve the Lord with all of his heart, mind, and strength. Came back a little early and came in, and I was excited to see him because typically we have to wait 2 years. We only missed him for a year, and came in and was going to be our elite pass rusher. And we were bringing Salt Lake City to Provo finally, and lo and behold, he got injured again. And it ticked me off because what could have been? What if he would have played this year? What if he would have been impactful in games like Notre Dame? Very close, hard-fought games. What about ECU? Okay, those are two wins that I think that Logan Fonnell could make a difference in. Okay, I really believe that. What could have been, I'll always wonder. But I wish him well. The young star rising to the top. Hopefully he plays well wherever he ends up, probably the University of Utah. But it's okay. We'll bounce back. We'll find a way. Got to go find some other pass rushers. But he stated, I want to thank BYU for the lessons I've learned and the brothers I've made. After a lot of prayer and careful consideration, I've decided to enter the NCAA transfer portal. There you go. That's the news on Logan Fonnell. A couple other recruiting news and notes. Three-star offensive tackle Joshua Glanz out of East Lake High School has been offered by Brigham Young University from Coach Funk and the rest of the offensive crew. Also, 6'7" offensive tackle Maxwell Yenakor has been offered by BYU as well. God is good. Blessed to receive an offer from BYU. They're out on the recruiting trail, pounding pavement. Former Nevada starting left tackle Grant Stark has been offered by BYU as well. So shout out to the recruiting crew as they try to find the next offensive lineman to do the work in the trenches. Spencer Fano is going to be committing here in a little over an hour. He's doing it in remembrance of his grandma who passed away. He'll be honoring her tonight at 7, and will choose where the next chapter of his life will take place. Shout out to Coach Harvey Unga, Matt Mitchell. They came over to visit Stanford, commit L.J. Martin. Great home visit with Unga 45 and Coach Meech. This 3/4-star running back could be a great get for the Cougs, looking for the next RB to tote for the Cougs. Some other BYU football Cougars in the pros. Per NFL research, Taysom Hill's 30-yard receiving touchdown on Monday Night Football was the ninth of his career. Hill is the only player in the Super Bowl era with 9-plus touchdown passing, rushing, and receiving. An elite football player, no doubt. Some BYU basketball news. BYU will be back in action as the Utah Valley Wolverines visit the Marriott Center tomorrow, December 7th at 7 p.m. Mountain Time. The game will be broadcast live on BYU TV and can be heard live on BYU Radio. Per Greg Rebell, BYU faces UVU for the eighth time all time tomorrow night at the Marriott Center. BYU is 4-1 versus UVU in Provo, 1-1 against UVU in Orem. BYU has won its last 11 non-conference home games, and UVU has lost its last 6 away games. After playing UVU, BYU will play Creighton Saturday night, 8 p.m. Mountain Time in Vegas in the Jack Jones Hoop Fest. Make sure you purchase your tickets at the Jack Jones Hoop Fest website. Other news and notes, women's basketball. BYU women's basketball took down Utah State 64-54 at the Smith Spectrum on Tuesday. The Cougars are 4-5. At 4-5, had 3 players in double figures, led by Rose Bubakar's 15 points on 6 of 7 shooting from the field. Nani Falatea added 13 points, 7 assists, and 6 rebounds, while Lauren Gustin chipped in 11 points and 10 rebounds. Double-double queen. Gustin extended her streak to 9 consecutive double-doubles to start the year, leading the Cougars to a 38-29 rebounding edge. Some women's volleyball news. Senior middle blocker Heather Knighting and junior outside hitter Aaron Livingston were named to the American Volleyball Coaches Association Pacific South All-Region team. Together, the duo helped lead BYU women's volleyball to its 11th straight NCAA tournament appearance and a runner-up finish in the Cougars' final season in the West Coast Conference this year. Both 4-time AVCA Pacific South All-Region team member and All-West Coast Conference first team Knighting concludes her BYU career with the fourth highest hitting percentage all-time at 0.356. She led the team in aces 32 and total blocks 121 this season, finishing second on the team in kills with 244. Those are some of the news and notes of the day. And finally, college football news per Pete Thamel. West Virginia quarterback JT Daniels intends to enter the NCAA transfer portal. He'll have at least 1 year of eligibility, and it could be 2 years, depending on whether he could get a medical redshirt for 2019. He's been the quarterback at USC, Georgia, and prior to West Virginia University. So crazy what's going on here. Pitt quarterback Keaton Slovis has entered the transfer portal as well. I don't know if they're looking for cash. I don't know if they're looking for playing time. Whatever it is, they're looking for something. North Carolina State quarterback Devin Leary is expected to enter the transfer portal as well, per Pete Thamel. So lots of portal quarterbacks in the mix. All right, those are the news and notes of the day. Any other thoughts, any other commentary, any other news and notes? Ronald Weaver III.
I think the only thing I forgot to let Cougar Nation know, just shouting out the BYU men's rugby team. A lot of people had DM and asked me, hey, where's the conference championship? Is there one? This year the conference did it differently. It was strictly on wins and points. So, again, for the sixth consecutive year, your 2022 Fall Rocky Mountain West Rugby Champions are the BYU men's rugby team, and that means we get an automatic bid to the playoffs.
Nice, nice. Other recruiting news, Savion Washington, 6'9", 325-pound offensive tackle with 2 years of eligibility left, received a BYU offer. Something to take a look at. They like that length. That's for certain. Looking for some guys to come in and compete at those tackle positions this next season. So, all right, that's our show, and we're sticking to it. Appreciate everyone chiming in, tuning in today. Make sure you download the podcast, iTunes, Spreaker, Stitcher, Google Play Music, iHeartRadio, Spotify. Give us a rating, give us a review. From all of us here at ESPN 960, have a very good night. Have a safe night. You've been listening to Cougar Sports.